angel, let me into your space. My gentle persuasion, peel the mask from your face. Ooh, will you wear the mark of too many? And that's where we'll begin. A pretty pink spot. Well, tell me who of you. Special to say. I've cleaned it up by. Now could you please look away?
That was Thelma from a tape called The Sun Shines From Our Behind, Pretty Pink Spots. Grime before that, Chemistry of Buzz was the tape, Out of Mind. Vehemence bringing us some metal. Of course, 1990s cassettes, which is what we're playing here today on Montreal Sound Arc. You definitely could find quite a lot of good Montreal and Quebec metal in there, and that's one of them. A song called Flying Over the Masses. Had Metamorphé, Petit Bourgeon started the set with a band called Venus and Furs, Holy Black Gold. Up next, again, I was mentioning it's been 25 years since 1996, the sort of year of most of the material as the show was recorded, or perhaps in a few years before 96. Of course, remember it quite well. Myself as going way back 25 years, well, I would have been about 25 years old. 1996 is when I started Fish Piss magazine. Those of you might remember that being a thing, especially late 90s, early 2000s, it was quite popular. And what it was, well, it was an effort to document and have a place to put in all the great talent from Montreal. In 96, I would say the city was utterly exploding with a lot of the now famous or infamous or well-regarded musicians, writers, poets, artists, comic artists, and on and on. And that was quite the year, and it's been 25 years already. So, I mean, there's no specific anniversary, I suppose, except for, yeah, there was a place that started up on Van Horn. I believe it was the summer of 96. At least that's when I started going there to catch shows and see friends from time to time. I'm talking about a place that eventually was called Hotel Two Tango, 173A Van Horn. At the Archive at Archive Montreal, which is actually just north of there, right near the train tracks in the Mile X area. We've been going through our archives and putting aside a lot of stuff from those early days of the Hotel Two Tango. Some of the earliest flyers actually have a map on the back showing you where the place was. So lest we forget, in 96, telling somebody to go to see their show all the way up on Van Horn felt like the end of the world. Like, where the hell are you holding your show, Town of Mount Royal or something? It felt very far. Let's not forget, in those days, even Mount Royal was a little far in the north side when the center of the world was more still downtown, and as far as the plateau goes, you know, Pine, Duluth, Prince Arthur, that's where the action was. So it started out being quite the hike to get up to the hotel for shows, but always worth it. And by the end of the summer of 96, that place was happening and eventually quite legendary. And one of the bands that did not play there straight off the bat, I believe I remember seeing them down the old Stornoway Gallery on St. Alexander near St. Catherine, where a lot of lofts, an area was rich with lofts and venues at the time, talking about a band called Sofa, and here from their cassette from 96 called Record. This is the song Stress, Montreal Sound, RCKUT 9.3 FM.
Shalom Aleichem. On August 29th at 2 p.m., live music returns to Montreal as the Klez Canada Festival moves to Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77, 77 Bernard East. The lineup includes Briga and her Balkan Turbo Folk, Yiddish songs with So-Called and Warhol Dervish, Romani and Sephardic music with Taraf Siriana. It's all part of a week-long hybrid festival that starts on August 23rd online with concerts and workshops, where you can learn klezmer trumpet from Frank London, klezmer fiddle from Alicia Spiegels, and so much more. To register, go to klezcanada.org and join us for a CKUT Pop Montreal co-production at Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77, 77 Bernard East on August 29th. Mevelen Zachsein dort. We'll see you there soon.
sonic credit card. Low ride squad car. Two lights alone in the unlit yard. Four nights later. How did it get here? How did it get here? How did it get here? I don't know, but there's a light around it. There's a light.
Everything that we did coincide with, he was 2 hours late. 2 hours later. 2 hours into the night.
Jump out. map in the glove compartment? Did you look behind you? Did you turn around? Did you go two blocks and hit the light? Was it left? Was it red? Did you take a left? Did you take a right? Did you see up ahead? I lied. Hardly any door in sight. Who's that me?
Thank you.
albums from a cassette called Artifacts of Hate. Shortwave prior to that. A couple of songs from their cassette called A Bathroom Called Man. Auto and Directions. No Means No prior to that. Actually from an early 80s demo or compilation cassette of Vancouver underground music, which also popped up on a compilation of CRSG demos and carts. Song Self-Pity started it out with Sofa with the song Stress. Up next, one of my favorites from the Hotel to Tango scene of the mid-90s, from their first tape. I don't believe it was actually recorded at the hotel, but great stuff nonetheless. Shout out to my old buddy Aiden and Exhaust from their first tape. This is Free Shuttle from Biftech, Montreal Sound Arc, CKT 90.3 FM. We'll be right back.
I said the fat cop had done a rare people.
That was something called To Be Continued from a compilation put out by the mighty Stamp Axe, mail art and zine from the 80s in Montreal, a song called Sky. It's a compilation tape, which was very common at the time, especially in the 80s. You would have these international call-outs for mail art or for sound art and or experimental music and so on. Send off your material by the mail, through the mail, and then somebody would make a compilation out of it, most likely send you a copy or two back in exchange for your trouble. So there's a whole lot of interesting acts on this tape called What Cuz. I'm only going to get to a few of them here today and round out the show with that, though, and maybe in the future weeks play a bit more. Also on cassette prior to that, well, I won't name the band, but I was just talking about what came out of the scene there at the Hotel to Tango and on Van Horn back in the day. Tape called All the Lights Fucked on the Hairy Amp Drooling. We heard song 333, When All the Furnaces Exploded, and Dad, Mom, Daddy, and Exhaust just prior to that with Bubbles Will Harm Nick and Free Shuttle from Biff Tech.
Thank you. stop, let me stop. Comme il y a plein de ces incantations pour pitcher.
My name is Sarah Jesmer. I work with the CKUT News Collective. What you're about to hear is a rerun of Off the Hour's July 30th episode. It's one of our favorites, and I know you're going to like it. We'll be back next week with our regular content. But for now, here's our July 30th episode.
There is this thing. Do you realize?
Consciousness is affected.
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize?
Our consciousness is affected.
There is this thing going on.
What is called?
The news have brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's Community News Program, Off the Hour.